The government will shut down in 11 days if Congress can't agree on a spending plan. And if that happens, scores of federal employees will be furloughed and any government functions deemed non-essential, boy, what does that mean in Washington, will be shut off. Our next guest can walk us through it. Bloomberg Government Capitol Hill reporter Maeve Sheehy, great reporter, despite the fact that she got her education at that trade school in Chapel Hill.
Oh, you don't like that?
No, I do not. That's a problem. But we're going to go ahead with Maeve and hope for the best. Maeve, can you tell us, is there any reason to be optimistic that they can avoid this shutdown at this point?
Well, if House Speaker Kevin McCarthy decides to work on a bipartisan plan, there is a possibility that there could be a short-term continuing resolution that would fund the government that could pass the Senate. But otherwise, if, you know, he continues kind of on this road that he's laid out with legislation earlier this week and only gets Republicans on board, then that is probably not an optimistic thing.
I feel like we talk about shutdowns all the time. Would this time be any different, or just kind of be business as usual?
Well, in past shutdowns, there's usually been one big thing that people are united about. The last shutdown, of course, in 2018 and 2019 was over the border. And it appears that that will be the theme of this one as well. This is a little bit different, though, because it's mainly just being caused by the House. The House has a really, really narrow Republican majority, and that's putting House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in a really tough spot to get his caucus in order. So on the Senate side, Republicans are pretty united that they want to get a bipartisan deal across the finish line to fund the government. But this is, it's pretty House focused right now.
So Maeve, I mean, House Speaker here, does he have any real control over this process here? Because it seems like he's being held almost hostage by a relatively small group of Republican representatives. How does that play out?
Yeah, I mean, this is a really tough Republican conference to govern. Pretty much everyone agrees on that, even McCarthy's biggest critics. Right now, he is in a tough spot because he has a few really strong critics, kind of led by Congressman Matt Gaetz on the right, who are saying that if he gets a bipartisan bill on the floor, then they might unseat him or, you know, move to unseat him. So he is in a really tough spot. At the same time, during the debt limit, we kind of heard a lot of the same things, that he wasn't going to be able to get his conference in line. And
True.
We did end up avoiding a debt default.
That's true. And that was the 11th hour kind of thing. I thought that opening an impeachment investigation was sort of the olive branch to kind of move forward to not having a government shutdown.
Yeah, I think that that's probably what the speaker was hoping as well. Although you did hear from the right, some people in his party saying that even though that is what they wanted, it has nothing to do with funding. And for them, they say that it's not going to get them on board with a bill to fund the government.
Maeve, what are we hearing from the Biden White House? Are they kind of trying to be a player here, or are they just kind of sitting on the sidelines and letting Congress kind of fumble it?
We're hearing a lot less from the Biden White House than we did during the debt limit debate. It's possible that it's because defaulting on the nation's debt is obviously a bit of a bigger deal than shutting down the government. But Biden has not been as vocal as he has in the past about this. It could be just that he's waiting to see what the House plays out. But I guess we'll probably find that out in the next week before government funding runs out.
I also wonder, like, at some point you just want to let the Republicans from that perspective implode on themselves and then come in when you look the best. Yep. But, I mean, who knows when that actually is. And then the blame game starts and it's a whole different thing. Do we have an idea realistically of what could be cut in order to get a budget agreement?
We kind of don't, honestly. It's the debates that we're having right now are basically just holdovers from the debt limit debate. So it still remains to be seen what Republicans will settle on. Right now, Speaker McCarthy is proposing a continuing resolution that would fund the government with an 8% cut to non-defense discretionary spending and also include a conservative border bill. And he's hoping that that will get members of his conference on board. But so far, there are a lot of folks who are saying that they still won't vote for it.
If there is a shutdown, Maeve, is there any sense in Washington about how long it may last, how long it should last before people kind of come to their senses?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of disagreement on this. Obviously, shutdowns have had all sorts of different lengths in the past. There is a sense that House members will want to get this finished as quickly as possible if it does happen. I've heard 10 days is a possibility. It could be less, though. It could be more. It really, right now, kind of the sense in the House is that people are trying to avoid a shutdown in the first place, partially because then they'll have to furlough staff, people won't be getting paid, and also partially because if there is a shutdown, it typically is not beneficial politically for people in office.
Yeah, Paul, you know, and in terms of the economy, there's some notes that are starting to trickle out on like what the impact is. And typically it's like, well, if you don't get paid, you get back pay after when it reopens. So it's going to reopen. It's just delayed spending. But the real impact is no data. So if you're an investor and you want to trade on the data and then sort of game that for the Fed, they don't have that. And the Fed doesn't have that.
Well, what are we going to do then?
Well, exactly. What's Mike McKee going to do?
Yeah, what's Michael McKee going to do?
So that's going to make like the November Fed meeting pretty interesting if there's no data from October.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, Maeve. So, I mean, I guess the bottom line is it's just wait and see and hope that, I mean, it just seems like all eyes and everything's on the shoulders of Speaker McCarthy. Is there anybody else we should be focusing on here?
Yeah, there are quite a few. I mean, especially right now, it's really important to look at the deal makers in the Republican Party. You have Congressman Dusty Johnson, who is the head of the Main Street Caucus, and he describes himself as a policy wonk. He's a conservative, but he's been really willing to work across the aisle in the past to get policies forward. You also have people like Congressman Garrett Graves, and Congressman Patrick McHenry, who were both a really big part of the debt ceiling negotiations, and they'll probably also be a big part of these negotiations as well. And then on the Democratic side, all eyes are on leadership. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and also the Whip, Catherine Clark, they'll be needed to get their caucus in order if there is a bipartisan agreement from Speaker McCarthy.
Who would be in line if the Republican Party does kind of push McCarthy to the door a bit?
Ooh.
That's a great question. I mean, Congressman Steve Scalise has some health issues going on, which could be an issue there. Also, it's not exactly a coveted job right now.
Yeah, you think?
It's one of the hardest jobs there is. So after that, you kind of go down the leadership list. But it's unclear to me whether other folks in leadership actually want this job.
All right, Maeve, we're actually going to have a real football game when my Dukies travel down 15501 and come to Chapel Hill in a couple of weeks. What do you think?
UNC forever.
UNC forever. Now, are you guys going to be able to field a basketball team this year? I'm just checking for a friend.
I think we'll be all right.
You think we'll be all right? All right. Very good. Maeve, thanks so much for joining us. Maeve Sheehy, nice Irish name there. We like that. She's a Bloomberg Government Capitol Hill reporter joining us on this possible shutdown. And this seems, again, we got the strike. I don't have any sense that there's anything going there. And then we got the government. I don't sense anything's going to happen there. We're going to maybe have a shutdown.